AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations and Ground Zero have been the stop so far in New York for Pope Francis. His day is far from over. The AP's Julie Walker is live in New York.
Ed, Pope Francis is at Our Lady Queen of Angels Elementary School in East Harlem, visiting with students and parents, many who are immigrants, a group the Pope often speaks of with compassion. The students are singing for the Pope. The Vatican says the Pope chose the school because it's also predominantly Black and Hispanic. Education is a high priority for the Pope, and in an address to world leaders meeting at the UN this morning, he stressed how everyone deserves an education and it can lift a youngster out of poverty. Ed.
The AP's Julie Walker live in New York. House Speaker John Boehner's last day in Congress is at the end of next month. He is resigning. President Obama is shocked and sympathetic. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Fresh from speaking with Boehner by phone, the president told reporters the news took him by surprise.
John Boehner's a good man. He is a patriot.
But a patriot saddled with a conservative wing suspicious of any bid for common ground.
There were members in his caucus who saw compromise of any sort as weakness or betrayal.
Obama wouldn't speculate on whether Boehner's successor will have any better luck making deals, but added, hopefully some lessons will be learned. Mark Smith at the White House.
The president reached an agreement with China's president Xi Jinping to work together to stop cyber thefts from U.S. corporations. Through an interpreter, Xi said China doesn't knowingly support cyber theft.
China strongly opposes and combats the theft of commercial secrets and other kinds of hacking attacks.
Kim Davis, the clerk in Kentucky who refused to grant marriage licenses for same-sex couples, a switching party. She's now a Republican. The Dow finished up 113 points. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen has a new CEO. He is Matthias Müller. The AP's Geir Molson reports Müller currently runs VW's Porsche brand.
He has long experience of several of the 12 brands that Volkswagen has, and he'll be able to bring that experience to heading a company that has nearly 600,000 employees across the world.
Officials say the Obama administration discovered a chain of emails that Hillary Rodham Clinton failed to turn over when she provided what she said was the full record of work-related emails as Secretary of State. A tiny premature baby has survived after being born on a cruise ship.
Everyone's saying that it's a miracle, and it is. He's extremely small, but he's in a very good place right now. He has all the care that he needs.
That is Dad Chase Morgan. His son Hayden weighed a pound and a half at birth. His due date was in December. He's being treated at a unit in Miami. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.